Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Lindy, it's 2-0. You're being outshot 9-0. You're turning the puck over. You're taking penalties. I mean, just all the things that you've talked about. How did you start that way?
Yeah, you know, it started with a poor puck play, you know, inside the offensive zone, where we didn't get it deep, and then, you know, it goes off a referee skate, and you know, I think when you don't execute up ice, bad stuff can happen, and it happened on the first goal. You know, our puck play, again, early in the game, it really hurt us. They pressed hard, but we could have made better plays.
You were running around so much in that first 10 minutes, it just seemed like the panic set in again. I mean, how surprised were you that you just couldn't get it back?
I just thought, you know, it was that first goal just bothered us too much. You know, then it was, we're going to race here, race there. I thought we settled down at about the 10-minute mark finally. And, you know, we got organized. We started to look like a team. I thought that last 10 minutes, the start of the second, I really think the turning point, we made it 2-1. The turning point was the non-call when Bo goes to the net in a game where they were calling everything, and he goes to the net and gets dumped, and there's no call, which would have gave us, we just scored a goal, gave us some momentum. Now they get a couple calls, and it's the back of our net.
This team seemed energized this morning by Terry's visit. Are you surprised they couldn't just parlay that into more?
You know, that is a tough question because, you know, what happened in the first minute, I think, hurt our team. You know, we started that fourth line to get the puck in deep and try to create some energy right off the bat. And, you know, you get a tough break going the other way. And all of a sudden, we gave them energy. And I think that fueled them right off the bat, which didn't allow us really get into our game.
We talked about the mental side of the game. The penalty problems happened again. But the whole building knows where Line A is shooting and what he's doing over there. And how does he that alone?
A couple individual like, again, just hyper. If you look at the first one, we had everybody. That was our D's guy to cover him. And he raced to the other side. That's what we went over in our penalty killing meeting.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.